This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I don't even remember exactly how I came upon the contact details for a friend that I'd known quite some time ago, but Kenneth Royce is my guest today, and he is, among other things, the guy that makes Javelin Press happen, and a kind of a nice list of book titles there, and we'll discuss a little bit of that. I guess the issue that has been foremost in Ken's activity has been concern for privacy. I guess some people can probably think that, well, privacy is good if you are trying to avoid paying your bills. But privacy probably has a lot more to do with keeping people with lots of guns from meddling in your affairs and messing you over. So I assume that that's the direction of privacy that you think it should go.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern. A law-abiding, peaceable citizen should be able to live their life without undue intrusion from neighbors, from pests, and from government. And even in the 21st century, where we think we live in a glass fishbowl, it doesn't have to be quite that bad. So there are still some privacy techniques these days that are effective for not much money and not much hassle.
Well, I guess if you own property and you're paying those property taxes and you have a job at a company or even right. Your own company and you're paying those taxes, there's a certain amount of contact information that's sure. going to be available. So how yeah, do sure. you handle all that and balance it?
Well, first you think about who you want to be private from, and that's going to determine the extent of your measures. You know, privacy is kind of like insurance. And at some point, if you've got only a $2,000 car, it doesn't make sense to be paying $2,000 a year in premium for that car. You can self-insure. Privacy is sort of similar. Most people don't need a lot of privacy, but it would be advantageous to them to have an encrypted email device or method between friends and family. You know, let's quit writing on a postcard, so to speak, online. There are email accounts and virtual private networks, VPNs, proxy networks that can anonymize not only your email traffic, but the content of what you say and how you surf and so forth. So these are measures that would cost less than $100 a year that would give you great advantage over the snoopers out there. And quite frankly, the NSA, for example, has been downloading all content of cell phone and open source email traffic for several years now. And that's what their Utah data center is all about. It's basically a huge collection and storage node, and they've got a substation for electricity of 65 megawatts, which tells you the size of, you know, what they're
up to. Anybody that would try to convince us that this is for our own good, they're just trying to keep some bad actor jihadi or some
right.
commie from the old Soviet Union, that doesn't explain what Lois Lerner was doing, that she had lots of people's information and she magnificently misused it.
Right.
Now, if you're, I guess, working for a Democrat administration, you can just about break any law and there won't be any consequence because,
yeah.
Unhappily, the current Republican Attorney General has actually stated there won't be any consequences specifically for Lois Lerner.
Right.
That kind of raises the question, again, of privacy, that there are some things that these people can abuse and obviously have abused, and
yeah.
nothing will happen to them if they do it.
Right. Well, you know, they're part of the deep state. And, you know, nothing will ever happen to Hillary Clinton about the email server issue.
Sure looks that foundation. Way.
Yeah, nothing will ever happen legally about that. So,
put in jail.
Right. No, she will never spend a day in jail. She won't even be indicted for any of this.
It was a great campaign slogan, lock her up, but only in our dreams.
That's it. That's right. Over and over and over again, we've had some moments of false hope with the Clintons and so forth that they would pay for their crimes. But they're not going to, likely, in this life. But, you know, there's another life that they need to consider after this.
And, of course, the hypocrisy of these people is seen very clearly by yours truly and many, many gun owners of America.
Sure.
They have buku armed security, really good ones, too.
Absolutely.
Highly trained, really neat weapons. Probably some of which I have no idea exist. And yet she lectures people like me and you about walking around armed as if somehow that's a danger to the public order.
Yeah, when she has the umbrella of professional armed security for the rest of her life. And she hasn't driven a car since 1996. Yeah, so,
and I'm not sure that her daughter is not similarly protected, but I'm not totally sure how far the law reaches generationally for a president and former president.
It would include their children, but not necessarily distant cousins and so forth. And the umbrella of protection thins out as the level of relationship thins out, too. So, I'm sure
even having one armed guard for life is a whole lot more than I've got. So,
me too, right. Yeah, we have to be our own armed guards.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And I just had to get that in because the hypocrisy of the Clintons and many Republicans just sticks in my throat.
Right. And I think the hypocrisy got the attention of the Democratic so-called Rust Belt voters in Wisconsin and Ohio and so forth. Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, they see it too. So,
In fact, I think what we're really saying is another name for the way people voted against the phrase that was in my mind in the run up to the election was this is going to be a vote against the establishment, which it was. And this is an aspect of the establishment, these special privileges that they have. And of course, we led off by talking about Mrs. Clinton's criminality, which evidently will have zero consequences. And if you and I went out and did something anywhere near what she's done, we'd be in an orange clothing.
Right. Badly fitting, orange clothing.
Mm-hmm. So, and we might even be in the same cell with Bruce, so it wouldn't be nice. So, I think that that should motivate all of us when we go to vote is who is least likely to do the bidding of the deep state,
is
admitting that it's not something that we can find somebody who's not going to be somewhat subject to them, but at least a convincing attitude. And this is what I've always tried to assess when voting and putting out our voter ratings that we have for Gun Owners of America members, is who is likely to have some kind of backbone, might actually stand up to the blandishments a little bit of the establishment.
Right.
And that's one of the attractions. Yeah, I think that's been one of the attractions of Donald Trump, is that the guy's far from perfect, and I've never accused him of being a conservative, but he was anti-establishment, and I think he still probably is. And so he came with an attitude to Washington, and that was a good thing.
Yeah, long overdue. I hope he can maintain it. I hope it was as sincere as we thought it was during the campaign. And but regardless of what he does or doesn't do, the alternative with Hillary in office just would have been unimaginable. So
that, I think, is what got so many of us to, because I never was really clear what Trump had in mind for an agenda, but I had one thing in mind, not Hillary. And it made the decision-making quite easy.
Yes, sir, it did.
Looking at that gal and deciding, I couldn't stand listening to her voice for the next 4 years.
Can't we all just get along? We can stop shouting?
Coming up on a break, talking with Kenneth Royce, we're going to be back and talk some more about some topics of the day, including some privacy tips. So we're going to be back. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being with us today, talking with Ken Royce. Kenneth Royce is the operator of Javelin Press. They're available on the web at javelinpress.com. A lot of very interesting titles that you're not likely to see very many other places.
Yeah.
And I don't know, why don't you give us a kind of a thumbnail as to why there is a Javelin Press and what is the niche that you are aiming to fill with your titles?
Right. I have the mindset of a mountain climber. They climb mountains because they're there, and I'm similar. I write books because they're not there. So I try to cover areas or at least books within an area that haven't really been done like I would do them. For example, Boston's Gun Bible, which was my biggest seller for a long time, was a very fun and valuable almanac about guns for a vigorous Second Amendment-oriented citizen, and compared battle rifles against each other, and had about the last third of the book was a good rah-rah Second Amendment treatise. I wrote a book about the Constitution, who designed the Constitution, and what agendas they had. And I think the Constitution was effectively almost a coup d'etat against the Articles of Confederation, and they wanted to knit up the country under a nationalist government that would decrease the power of the states over time, because the authors of the Constitutions really did not want a Swiss type of a confederacy. And this is why the Swiss still have more of a limitation and delineation between the cantons, the states, and their federal government than we do. We've seen the federal government just come in and march right over the states, and quite frankly, the Constitution has allowed that. And so I explore that theory, and it's been quite controversial, but in 21 years, no one has really rebutted it.
I've been to Switzerland, and of course, I was looking at the Swiss political structure and legal structure through the eyes of a gun owner, but it's quite clear that what you're saying, you can still see today, there are, and certainly were when I was there, it may not be quite so much now because of the European Union, but I think they're pushing back from that. And there were cantons that have laws that were perhaps like one of our constitutional carry states now, where just about anything you did with a gun was fine as long as you weren't bothering somebody with your gun. And then there were other cantons that were, they weren't maybe as bad as New York or California, but they were toward that end of the spectrum, as certainly some of the bigger cities. And the fact that they could maintain that balance of rather disparate viewpoints is quite striking. But, of course, it's a country with, two, three major languages, so I guess they've managed to overcome living with differences that are quite substantial.
That's right. Yeah, because everyone knows their place, and including their federal government knows that it has a place, it has limitations, and their powers to grow are not infinite over the cantons.
In fact, their federal government seems to be, to use a word that the farmers would employ, neutered. The federal government in Switzerland is, nobody knows, hardly anybody knows in Switzerland who the president of the Swiss Republic is.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. Well, one last point about the Swiss Constitution. It has something in there called subsidiarity, meaning the government structure of Switzerland is going to, by law, by the Constitution, resolve to the lowest level of government that can handle the issue, can solve that problem. You know, if it's an issue of traffic lights, okay, the city of Zurich or the canton of whatever handles it, and the federal government just doesn't march in. They solve it at the lowest level, and that's guaranteed by the Constitution of Switzerland. Here, you have anything going on from axles to xylophones, and the feds are jumping in, you know, with both feet.
Uniformity, don't you know?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And of course, there's a case that you can make for that. Lack of uniformity in gun laws can result in lots of gotcha situations. So that's something that we have to be prepared to handle.
Right, yeah. That's coming down the road. You know, speaking of that, would this be a good moment in our interview to touch on the Vegas shooting and the future?
Let's do that, because I did want to get to it, and I don't know how much you've looked at it. I haven't really looked at the Las Vegas situation in any depth. The one thing that struck me right off the top, and is kind of my main conclusion to this point, is that monster operated from a gun-free zone, like 98% of all the other mass shootings have taken place in. So I wonder when we're, whatever else we learn about Las Vegas, can't we conclude that maybe gun-free zones are something that we should sue politicians for?
The statistical correlation between mass shootings, whether they're on a school campus or a stadium or some other gun-free zone, is quite high. And, you know, evil actors realize, here's a place where most people will be unarmed. And
since 1955, you talked about statistics. You're so right. Since 1955, 98% of our mass shootings have taken place in these glorious gun-free zones.
Wow, I didn't know it was that high, but it doesn't surprise me. Wow.
So don't go in a gun-free zone. They're deadly places.
That's right. Yeah, post offices, you know, movie theaters in Aurora, Colorado. I used to live in Colorado, and I moved away schools, and I moved away from Colorado because it was increasingly a poor environment for gun owners and self-defense. And the so-called Batman shooting in Aurora has just hyped that up in Colorado. So, I live in the mountainous west, Wyoming, for a reason. And it's a great gun state, and people just aren't as panicky if they see an average citizen walking down the street with his handgun, holstered, lawfully and safely. So,
and of course, in Wyoming, you can walk down the street with it completely concealed, problem. The only problem is when you try to make a withdrawal from the bank because of your gun. Then, you might have a problem.
Yeah, and you deserve to, if you're that guy.
And you might not get out of the bank alive, because my guess is there will be several other people that were also carrying concealed that you didn't know about.
That's right. And that's how you fight a diffuse threat. One in about every 400 men in America is a very, very bad guy. And, will kill, rape, steal, and harm people at the drop of a hat. Only half of them.
If he thinks he can get away with it.
Right, exactly. And only half of them are in prison at any given time. So, in your day, you've crossed paths with a few of these. Now, what keeps them at bay is a diffuse defense, which is an armed citizenry, many of which are not obviously armed. So the bad guy goes through his day wondering, who can stop me at what I'd like to do?
And well, let's put what you're saying in another context. Which jurisdiction would you rather be in, Chicago with about every gun law imaginable, or Wyoming with hardly any gun laws other than those imposed by the federales? I don't even think I have to answer my own question. We're going to be back and talk some more with Ken Royce. He's an author, has a number of really interesting books about Constitution, freedom issue, privacy issue, JavelinPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc?
herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Kenneth Royce. He is an author. He's the publisher that operates Javelin Press, javelinpress.com. And we're talking about a number of contemporary topics at the moment. We've talked a little bit about Las Vegas, and Ken, we kind of got off on my rant about gun-free zones, but
right.
If you had anything else that you would like to bring up, please do that.
About the Vegas shooting, you know, you had next-door neighbors in the hotel hearing the firing. That would have been a difficult thing for me to resist if I was in the next door down the hall and I hear, you know, it sounds like machine gun fire coming from my hotel. I think I would have gone down the hall to have a look, and depending on the tactical situation and how I felt about the urgency of it, you know, try to kick down the door. I'm not trying to second guess the police who showed up on the scene or the security guards a few minutes later. But apparently they rolled up to the 31st floor and took a while to get to the 32nd floor and all that. I think immediate action in a situation like this against someone who's firing into a crowd, immediate action by a citizen who's in the next hotel room or by the police is paramount. You can't wait till you have all your ducks in a row and you've got backup and all that. You just got to jump into the fray.
You would hope that that was one of the conclusions that would apply everywhere following Columbine, because one of the great, great tragedies was the police, by orders, were told to form a perimeter and to not go in. And there was one officer I recall reading about that was basically on his way in, the heck with all this, and he was told specifically to come back. Well, then we're treated to the sight of that one teacher going out on a balcony, I guess it might have been, and had some kind of message that he had written, maybe in his own blood, but, you know, help, I'm dying. And he bled out right in front of everybody in sight, a public bloodletting, if there ever were one. And that was just a devastating occurrence, and it was in a gun-free zone.
Sure, right. I had a thought. Oh, there's a Heinlein quote, Robert Heinlein, a libertarian science fiction author. He has a fantastic quote about this sort of thing. He said, "The price of freedom is the willingness to commit utter reckless violence against the perpetrator at any time. You've just got to be ready to go there as a law-abiding citizen to protect yourself or your family, or if you choose to protect other people." And, you know, that talk, that self-defense podcast we both listened to that we can talk about, defending other people. Now, that's a choice you're going to have to make. It can get you in trouble if you've misconstrued, you know, the situation. But Heinlein basically said, if you want to remain free, you've got to be willing to be utterly reckless in defending your freedom.
At least at a certain point, and of course, and that was one of the things I took away from that podcast that you just mentioned, and something that's occurred to me over the years is I've paid attention to self-defense situations, read about other people being involved in them, happily not having any of my own to report on, at least not yet. But one of the bottom lines, it seems to me, is if you have any opportunity to avoid the situation, that's the best course of action. Now, there's going to be some rare situation where maybe literally your back is against the wall and there's really nothing that you can do. But certainly the idea that you're going to go teach that bully a lesson may not be the smartest thing you've decided all day.
Yeah, there's a difference between losing face and losing honor, and either of those two are not worth losing your life over just some, you know, mere social situation or a slap on the face or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that it even goes back to the biblical notion that you would turn the other cheek if you have been slapped on one cheek, precisely because the slap on the cheek is not in itself a life-threatening action. It may be an invitation to a life-threatening action, duel or something like that.
Right. What's interesting about that scripture in Matthew 5, 38, Jesus said, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, you know, turn the other cheek as well. Being slapped on the right cheek means the person slapped you with his left hand. And in Semitic culture, the left hand is used for wiping yourself after defecation. So to be slapped on the right cheek is being slapped with his, you know, crappy hand. And it's really insulting. But that's the point of Jesus' admonition is, you can, you know, if you just merely get insulted, let's not go overboard about this.
And on top of everything else, the slap is not exactly a slug. It's not a punch. It's not a puncture.
Right. The word in the Greek, I think, is rapizo, and it's not similar to being pummeled or scourged or beaten to death. It truly means slap. So, Jesus had it in context.
So I think we have to think long and hard, and maybe it's at the end of next week, it would have been a lot easier to swallow a bunch of pride,
even
if there were a bunch of people mocking when the assault occurred, assault being the slap or something like that, which technically is an assault.
Yeah,
you're still alive at the end of that week, and who knows, maybe the bozo that did it went and did something really stupid with someone else and took care of his problem.
Right.
And you didn't have to get involved.
That's right.
Let George do it.
I actually used that kind of logic one time. Some guy was hassling me, and I don't quite remember who or when. It's a long time ago. And, I've got a fixed blade knife on me. I've got a handgun and I've got some hand-to-hand skills. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with you because someone else is going to settle your hash. you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you force me to settle your hash, I will. But, you know, I'm going to set this one out because someone's going to take care of you someday.
And, it's an awful lot less trouble to get in your car and drive away.
It sure is, yeah.
We touched briefly on Trump, but I'd like to circle back to that because that was a, and still is, there are people to this day who had themselves presented to the world, I guess I'm thinking of Bill Kristol, among others, very articulate, very intelligent people, and they're the so-called never Trumpers. And the thing that was the bottom line for me was whatever the shortcomings of Donald Trump, do they come close to the obvious shortcomings of an Alinsky-eyed communist, namely Hillary Clinton, a friend of Saul Alinsky, somebody who drank deeply from that well, who wrote her bachelor's thesis at Princeton about the struggle, always the struggle, I think might have been the actual title of the... What a communist notion. There's a continuing revolution, always the struggle.
It's ever
over. I mean, we don't even have yellow lights blinking for this one. This one is a big old red light.
Yeah. And what's astounding is that, you know, roughly half the voters of this country see Hillary and see her as someone who's good for the country and wants to help people and is an honorable person. It's just astounding, the blindness of half the country.
It means we have a lot of missionary work left to do. We better not be content just to sit back on our laurels.
Yeah, guess not.
So, anyway, it struck me that Donald Trump was somebody who had made things with whatever his bluster and, you know, his shortcomings and choice of words and all of that. He was a doer. He'd actually made actual contributions to society. And as far as I've been able to tell, Hillary Clinton is continually making withdrawals from society. No contributions. I'm going to be back with Ken Royce after these words. Hang on to that, Ken, and we'll be right back. Go to javelinpress.com for more information.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ken Royce. He's the publisher of Javelin Press, javelinpress.com. He's got a number of books. In fact, we many years ago had talked about one of them on this show.
Yeah, maybe more than one. Five. Yeah, back in 05.
Wow, you've got a good memory, huh?
One of my Boston Tea Party books. Yeah,
yes, it was.
My other author name is Boston Tea Party. So I've written many books under that.
And it's certainly findable, if you will, on the Internet.
Sure.
Just
Amazon
type in those names.
All my
and,
stuff.
Yeah, it comes right
and all
up.
My books are on Kindle and Amazon as well as paperback. So,
well, I'm an old enough guy that even though I have used Kindle and I've got some books on Kindle, I still like that piece of paper where I can write a note in the margin.
I do too, yeah.
So I'm glad you're making yourself available to those who have gotten to the next stage in information gathering, but I ain't there yet.
Yeah, right. Well, you're not too old, Larry, because you're not calling Kindle the Kindle, so give yourself some credit there.
Well, it's because I'm very good with language, and I learned to speak other languages.
That's right. The Internet, and you know, Facebook and Internet, they don't need the definite article of the Internet and the Facebook and the Kindle, so.
Well, that's true. Now that you mention it. So we were talking a little bit about the Never Trumpers, and I'd just like to, maybe you've got a take on what motivates these people. You know, somebody like Bill Kristol, clearly a guy that's certainly a lot smarter than I am. And yet he is willing, by his own testimony, to have Hillary Clinton be president because Donald Trump is so unacceptable? Really?
Yeah, I don't have an insight, Larry. I'm sorry. I just don't get these people. I can understand someone saying, look, I'm a liberal. I believe in government intervention and in social issues. I mean, economic issues. I don't care for Trump personally. I could understand that as a difference of opinion and a philosophy, but when someone is, you know, rabid about it, when, you know, you had the Women's March of January of this year, just an ugly, skanky display of of protest against Trump. I mean, you never would dream of hearing conservatives after Obama got elected, of men going out there wearing penis costumes. You know, and it's just bizarre how liberals, and especially liberal women, just went nuts over this. People like Madonna and Ashley Judd and others. I think they're halfway out of their minds.
Well, at least they were candid enough, as Ashley Judd was, to tell us, I'm a nasty woman.
That's right.
Okay, ma'am, excuse me while I go to the other side of the street.
Yeah, no kidding.
And if that attracts others to a movement, then it's a kind of like a thermometer telling us that the body politic is about ready to boil over.
Yeah, something's very curdled and wrong at that point.
That's good. And I did like the use of the word skanky. I don't hear that very often. It sure brings to mind the image that they give you when you're looking at them. So, yes, that was good. But, no, at the end of the day, it seems like Donald Trump is certainly not going to do everything that a constitutional conservative would do, because he's not one. But on the other hand, he doesn't seem to be, as far as I can tell, he doesn't seem to be in it for the money. He doesn't seem to be in it for the ego gratification. He's found ways to do that long ago.
Sure.
I think he was genuinely bothered by the way the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, were hammering on him and his business enterprises, litigating every step of the way. Of course, he's in New York, so what do you expect? But those are reasons to be against. Now, it may not have been a very positive, well-developed philosophy of what he's for, but I can understand what he's against. I face a lot of the same things here with Gun Owners of America, my own personal taxes. Yeah, I get it.
Sure. Yeah. He enunciated the popular discontent. And, you know, the fact he was elected by Wisconsins and Pennsylvanians and Michigan, I mean, they voted him in. They made the difference.
And they made the difference. Were probably, in many cases, people that either had never voted before or hadn't voted for a long time because they were so disgusted with the establishment in both parties. And along comes Donald Trump. And even if he says something that most of his voters would not have put it that way anyway, well, at least this guy's speaking his mind and there's no double talk and it looks like what you see is what you get. And that was enough to motivate people to vote for him.
Yeah, and he had no fear. He wasn't tiptoeing around what he was about to say.
He would double down rather than circle back when he was
absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, people respect that. You know, that form of manliness of just saying what's on your mind and standing behind what you believe in, even if it's done clumsily and unwisely at time. I think people overlooked the clumsiness and the ego and thought, well, at least we can trust the guy to say what he believes in, and he's not going to be a puppet of the deep state. And Trump basically said, I'm not going to be anyone's puppet. And I owe no man nothing except the American people to do a good job. I thought that was a very powerful way to you know, claim his right to be president. It's like, I paid for this myself, and I don't owe anybody. I'm beholden to no one but the American people. I thought that was really lovely.
It was indeed so refreshing because what we have to deal with here at Gun Owners of America is people that will tell you one thing. They might even have a good voting record in a state or local legislative body. And then they get to Washington where the swamp has odors and pressures and seductions that are really amazing. And good people who come with good intentions.
Yes.
They're gone before a year is out.
They're either corrupted or they can't take it. Yeah, and they leave.
Well, and they'll leave, and that's a pity because at least they hadn't been corrupted at the point that they were leaving. But I can think of, for instance, somebody who's long been a resident of the deep state of the swamp, has become a swamp dweller emeritus, if you will. And that's Orrin Hatch. You know, he told me personally that he had come to Washington to undo the mess that had been made and to work for conservative objectives. And I think he really meant it. He said it with a good deal of fervor, and it didn't appear to be coming from a charlatan. But before the year was over, bye-bye, Senator.
Yeah.
It's really a shame. And, if we're going to send people to legislative bodies, one of the conclusions I've come to is we've got to have a support group for them. You know, kind of like
that's
keeping
right.
Drunks from getting drunk again. Well,
when we send
somebody into a political office, genuinely, he needs people praying for him. He needs people checking up on him, holding him accountable. Hey, what did you do today? Have you made any deals today? Approve of what you did today, sort of thing.
Sure.
And unless they have that, and, you know, I was only in office for a term in the state legislature, and even in that short period of time, the swamp was already coming up beyond my ankles, and I can remember that it had not been for my wife, I probably would have slipped into the swamp, and maybe I'd still be there, you know, happily reelected as part of the problem. I've been there, seen it, and I realize that even good people can succumb to this, and we're going to have to deal with that. Maybe term limits, which I, for a long time, kind of opposed, I kind of think maybe that's a good idea because the swamp is just too seductive for most people to withstand.
Right. Yeah, and moral surrenders come very gradually. You know, no one goes from, you know, a pure, clean conscious person to, you know, a monster in a week.
You don't sign a piece of paper with a guy in a red suit and a red tail and horns on his head. Oh, no. It's much more subtle than that.
It is.
and when it's happened, you don't even realize it. And
that's right. The enemy is very patient. And
isn't that something?
You have to check yourself every day, every decision. Every decision a person makes in this life, they're at a crossroads of doing the moral thing, the ethical thing, the godly thing, or not.
Kenneth Royce, that's a very good way to end a discussion. And we should look at each place where we are during the day in that perspective. That's excellent. JavelinPress.com is where you can find Ken Royce's books on the web. I would encourage you to go there. He's got a lot of really good stuff. And, Ken, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Larry, thanks so much for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.